Just some insights, halachic insights on the second beracha of Birkat HaMazon that we're involved in now in the Gemara, the beracha of Nodeh. The second beracha, as we have it in the proper text in our Sidurim, opens up with the word Nodeh, which is gratitude, thank you. And at the end of the beracha also has the words gratitude. V'alakol anachna modim lach. That is the preferred way to make the beracha, putting a nodeh in the beginning and a nodeh at the end. The Gemara taught that if a person only mentioned nodeh once, either in the beginning or in the end, he's also okay. If he didn't mention the word nodeh at all, the Gemara calls that man miguneh. He's wrong, he's not proper. But the Rambam says, even though you didn't mention the word Nodeh at all, still the Beracha is valid. Now, one of the things that is also mentioned in this Beracha is Berit V'Torah. We discussed the concept of Berit Milah, which is Berit V'Torah, the obligation to learn Torah. The reason why these two things are mentioned in this part of Birkat HaMazon is because the second Beracha that was written by Yehoshua ben Nun, it was discussing the land of Israel. And the land of Israel was given to us based on two covenants that were made. The fact that we accepted the Mitzvah Berit Milah and the fact that we accepted the Torah. So hence, integral to the land of Israel is Berit V'Torah. And since Berit was given over to Avraham Avinu with 13 different covenants. If you look at Parashat Lech Lecha, the word Berit is written 13 times. And as if to say, God made 13 different covenants with Abraham on Berit Milah. While the Torah was given over with three covenants, three different times in history. So we put Berit before Torah. Maran holds, if you did not say Berit V'Torah in the second Beracha, Mahazirim Oto. Now we have two mentionings. We say Berit V'Torah Chayim Mazon, and we have V'al Beritecha Shehatamta B'Bsarenu V'al Toratecha Shelimatanu. So we have two mentionings. If you didn't mention them at all, we're talking about not the first time nor the second time, the Berakah is invalid and you must repeat Berkat HaMazon. And that's why, of course, it's always proper to pray from the text inside to show you how integral those words are. Now, regarding one point, regarding ladies. Ladies obviously are not part of the Brit. They don't have Brit Milah. And Torah, they're not obligated. Therefore, la halakha, if a lady would forget to say the words Berit V'Torah, she would not have to repeat Berkat HaMazon, because that's not her mitzvah. Now, although Maran's opinion is they should say it, but even though they're not obligated, because since they're part of Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael has these two mitzvot, and with those two mitzvot got us the land of Israel, and if you think about it, they also say Allah Aris V'Allah Mazon, the ladies, even though they don't have a share in the land of Israel. So you see, it's being made on the subject of Am Yisrael that has these things. But a lady, if she forgot to say the words Berit V'Torah, she could continue her Birkat HaMazon while a man has to go back. Lastly, a ger, a convert, his issue, well, he has Berit and he has Torah, but in the Beracha of Nodeh we say Ba'al Shot Setanu Me'eris Mislayim Uftitanu. We talk about how God took us out of Egypt and redeemed us from slavery. The convert, his ancestors were never in Egypt and never went out of Egypt. So according to the halakha, if they want, they're able to make an amendment. A convert is able to say, "Ve'al shehoseta et am Yisrael me'eretz Mitzrayim uvditan mebet abadim." They could talk in the Jewish people. You took out the Jews. Now, if they said the regular text, they're okay also, because once they're part of Am Yisrael, so therefore, their, so to speak, we may say their soul was redeemed somehow at Har Sinai, like we learned, and therefore technically they can keep the same text.